minds every day distract.
Blog Talk Radio.
Allow the spouse mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. This is Charlie Dilger, the station at Staff Management with Sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
I got a secret, baby, that I shouldn't tell. I may get left, but I'll never get away. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you gotta try that boy right out of your head. Now I'm walking on a back street crying to myself. Help myself. I feel you like a need crawling under my skin. I need your kiss under my medicine. You're kind of like poison in a pretty color bottle, like a runaway train with a wide open bottle. You're in a fully absent of you. It ain't satisfaction and there ain't no cure. There's nothing I can do about it. A true fine thing, and there's no way I can live without it. You both fell on me, that's blacker than a cat. And a baby, 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 I like it like that. Yeah, you're kind of like poison in a pretty cold bottle, like a runaway. It ain't satisfaction and there ain't no cure.
right, welcome back. John Hollis, and you're listening to Rockers in Recovery. And, of course, Rockers in Recovery is on tonight for 5 hours, 7 to midnight. We want to thank you for tuning in. And, of course, you can bet it's going to be a good night. Christine Ullman, singer of the Saturday Night Live band, and, of course, she's on with us here this evening. And, of course, that is from her new CD, The Deep End, came out in 2010. There Ain't No Cure, along with her guitarist and singer, Ian Hunter, a good friend of hers that did the work with that song, and we're going to find out more about that. But most importantly, let me just give you a little bit of background here. Her trademark high platinum beehive hairdo makes her stand out, that's for sure, on Saturday Night Live. Ullman looks like a lady to be reckoned with, and when she opens her mouth to sing, the truth comes out. But underneath it all works no-frills approach to music, and that's in her own words. And we're going to get Christine on right now. Christine, are you with us?
I am here, John. How are you?
So far, so good. You know, I got to tell everybody, I got to go to your show in Manhattan when you were playing with the New York City Hit Squad a few weeks ago. And what a performance. You and Liberty DeVito and Jeff Casey and, of course, our friend Ricky Bird and all of the rest of the folks that were there. It was a great, great show. And let me tell you, you got one set of pipes on you. You can sing.
Thank you. And it was just a pleasure to meet you and to have you there with us up in the Big Apple, where we've had, 80 inches of snow, but spring has finally sprung.
Yeah, they told me when I flew up to bring a shovel.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't know what Ricky meant by that, but...
Oh, man, no, he meant shoveling snow, John.
But, you know, I checked out all of the MP3s that you sent over to me today.
Yeah.
And this one really stood out, and that's why I wanted to open it with this. I know the Deep End is, of course, the name and the title song for the CD. But There Ain't No Cure with Ian Hunter really hit me because it sums up a lot of relationships I've been in the past.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This really was a record that was written after I'd had a death in my band of my lead guitarist and also of my longtime mate many years. And this was a record that was written. Everyone said, you're going to write a lot of sad songs, but I really don't think I did. They were mostly sort of songs of courage and hope, as it turned out, as I looked back on them later as a songwriter. And There Ain't No Cure was written down in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and that's a big Delta Blues phrase. There ain't no cure, it ain't satisfaction. And so it just kind of, the words just kind of flowed out, And when I asked Ian to sing on it with me, he agreed right away, and that's sort of the icing on the cake. Me.
You know, you started your musical career at 16.
Yeah.
And you have, of course, over this time period of amassing, and you have played with a huge, huge amount of people, and you've written with a huge amount of people. And, I mean, it goes on Levon Helm, G.E. Smith. I mean, it goes on and on and on, the people that you've worked with, Ian Hunter. It's an amazing portfolio of people that you've done business with. Of course, being on the Saturday Night Live band and all of that, too. What did you think that your career would come this far and this deep over the 30 years that you've been doing it, 30-plus years?
Not really. I don't think you ever do, John. You just work. I tell people, I meet a lot with students. I do a lot of outreach in schools. And one of the things I tell them all the time is you really have to want it. You have to be willing to work for it for the sake of the work. You have to love it for the sake of the work. And if you don't love it for the sake of the work, and you're in it for the money, or you're in it for the chicks, or you're in it for the drugs, let's face it, or the booze, then find another job. Because it's very hard. It's very hard to maintain. It's very hard to consistently create year after year, and day after day, for that matter, to be a creative soul. It's not easy, and it's a business. It's a business. There's a lot of work involved in it, So
I don't think most people get that end of it because
You know, sex and drugs and rock and roll, but there's a lot of work behind it as well. And anybody who's really good at it, and the cats you just mentioned, Liberty DeVito, Ricky Bird, I mean, they know all about that. They're all about the work, you know, mm-hmm. and so many of the musicians that you work with in Rockers in Recovery know that as well. They are very goal-oriented people, and especially in their recovery, mm-hmm. they've learned that the work itself can be a great source of comfort and strength, you know.
I love the fact that the first time we talked, you were so open with me, and you have a very open nature, a very warm spirit and soul about you. And,
thank you.
You know, one of the things that we had talked about is that you are a supporter. You know, we have Rockers in Recovery, and then we have, of course, I'm a rocker in recovery because I like to listen to music, and I like to rock out, and I'm in recovery. And then, of course, we have Ricky and Richie and Liberty that are in recovery, that are musicians. And then we have folks like yourself that are musicians that support recovery because you went through a process and a grieving process, not only what you just came through with your longtime mate, but you went through grieving, yeah. of course, with the loss of your mother, who died of alcoholism at 53, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, she was very young. And she, you know, drank socially her whole life, John. She grew up in the Bronx, and there was a whole culture of, you know, cocktail parties and all that. In the years when she was first married, everybody could drink. It was, cocktail party time, you know, and mm-hmm. we moved up to Connecticut. And then her father died, and she just quietly dove, no pun intended, she dove off the deep end, and we didn't even really know. My father hid it and drank with her, and not to leave her alone, you know. My father, who never had a hangover in his life, completely came out of it unscathed. My mother died in hospital with all of her organs, basically not even cirrhosis of the liver, but everything shutting down at once. It was awfully shocking and so hard. But before that, we had years of the late nights and phone calls in the middle of the night and the crying and the she drove her car off the road. You know, I mean all that and it. As it got worse and worse, and it's something that never leaves you. It opens you to the existence of tragedy in a way that I think a few other things could. You know.
I think that I'm really glad that you're sharing about this because on the other end of this, you know, as somebody in recovery, you tend to. You know, not always realize, especially when you first come into recovery, the effect that you've had on other people.
Oh, yeah.
The effect you've had on your parents, the effect you've had on siblings, friends, yes. coworkers, and all of that. And you tend to minimize your experiences like, I really wasn't hurting anybody but myself. You know, that's a classic. When you look at the ripple effect of it all, you're somebody that was not yourself in an addictive situation or an addict or an alcoholic, but you are the, of course, offspring of somebody that dealt with it, and you had to deal with all of those emotions and all those feelings just like anybody else would that has to deal with an addict or an alcoholic in their life.
Oh, yeah, and my father, you know, I mean, it was really, obviously, as everybody knows, it involves the whole family, and becomes a focus of the family, and as we all know, it eats away at people's time, their emotions, their joy, you know, I mean, it really, and at the core of it, of course, is the person who's struggling. In my mother's case, you know, she would not go. She would not even consider going to a group or to a facility. She wouldn't acknowledge it as even a problem, you know. So that made it doubly, triply frustrating.
I want to ask, you know, and this is kind of like the music aspect of it.
Sure.
When you start dealing with the blues and you start dealing with the soul aspect of it and, you know, the music, you dig deep for that. You know what I mean? You're really digging deep for that. The bottom line is that everything that I listened to that you sent over from the deep end, your new CD, do you find that it took you 5 years to amass this? Because it was 5 years in between projects, correct?
Yes, but no. My husband, he was very sick for a long time.
Okay.
So there was a time period when I just couldn't record.
Okay.
Because I was helping him, and in the end nursing him. So what actually the songs on the Deep End were written over a period of about just a little under a year, immediately following my loss. And then we immediately started, you know, recording them, and it was a very joyful experience. You know, when something like that happens, it was sort of like the floodgates open, you know, and many things come out. I tell people all the time, Roseanne Cash, Johnny Cash's daughter, is a really good friend of mine, and she had asked me right in the beginning, well, didn't you write a lot of sad songs? And I had not even thought about that because her father had just died. I had not even thought about that till she asked me what kind of songs they were, you know, and it caused me to think. And I came up with it's this record about love and the courage to fall into it. I really think ultimately it's a record about courage, even though I think it rocks pretty hard.
It's
not
a
movie record, you know.
Great CD.
It rocks pretty hard, I think.
Well, and here's the thing that I got out of this, and I don't know if it was the purpose of it, but what I got out of it was a way for you to cleanse your grief.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hugely. Hugely. And let me tell you something. People have connected. People that don't even know what happened to me. It's so funny when you write songs. I didn't really think that these songs had that kind of a focus, but people know. They know.
Mm.
They say to me, this is a record about loss, too. And I go, yeah, and they figure it out, you know. And that's very gratifying. And I've had people come up to me. I had a woman who had lost her daughter to cancer. I cried and cried. She came up to me about just several weeks ago and said to me, I listen to your record every day.
Wow.
And I wouldn't think it would be that kind of a record, you know. But she said, oh, no, I get so much joy from this record.
Do you, when you went through, and then when you start piecing all of this together, because, you look at your life, you start piecing together grief. You had grief from your mom.
Yeah.
You had grief from your partner. I'm sure there's been grief along the way. And you take all of those things and you shake it up, and you just wrote this CD. That's incredible.
Yeah, you shake it up. But also, you know, I had a lot of help when I went through these losses. I reached out to friends and family. I bonded with other widows.
Mm-hmm.
It was very helpful to do that. My great friend T-Bone Wolk from the Hall & Oates band died a year ago, February 28th. I reached out to his young partner, and she and I became great friends. You know, there's a lot of joy that can come out of this. And I would say this to anybody that's going through trouble and travail, John, and I know you would agree with me. There is much joy that can come out of opening your heart and reaching for people in a good and honest way. So much good can come from that. Your world can expand, you know, and that's really what I found.
You know, when
this record did that for me. It really did.
I love what we were just talking about, that, you know, you had this lady that contacted you that says she's listening to your CD all the time. I mean, that's powerful stuff, because in the realm, if you look at, let's call it the spiritual realm at this point.
Yeah.
If you look at the spiritual realm, there is no coincidences in my life today, and it sounds like in your life either, that we strategically have the spirit place people in our path when they're supposed to be there. And here's the amazing, this is what I found out, and this is pretty cool. Actually, it also happens in reverse, too, that in my times of trials and tribulations, that person's there, or, you know, that spirit puts that person there to help me, too.
Yep, I firmly believe that. And I think it comes from a spirit of openness in your heart, that the more you open your heart, the more these things just come to you. And then, you know, be alert for them, too. I mean, oh, look, this is happening. I think it's happening for a reason, you know. And I believe that it's a cumulative thing. I don't know how you feel about it. It seems to kind of have its own little snowball effect.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
As you get better, things get better,
hmm.
You know. But, you know, it all goes back to personal responsibility. It all goes back to taking responsibility. You know, I say to people, The alternative is you roll up into a ball and your friends have to come and carry you away, you know, and that didn't seem like a good way to go to me, you know. So I strove to be very busy and I strove to be very productive. And it was hard. It was hard, you know, but that was my goal. And making a record was definitely part of that goal, John.
When you sit down and you perform, and again, I've had the luxury of being able to see you perform. So, you know,
yeah.
My listeners might not understand what I seen that night, but I've got to tell you, it was huge. Because you put it all—I mean, you put it all out there. It was an amazing performance. It was in a very small club,
yes.
which is, you know, huge. When you see something in a small club that has, what do they have? Like maybe 100 seats.
Yeah, Iridium Jazz, it's a famous club in New York.
Yeah.
Yes, it has about 100.
Yeah, it was just amazing to me to be able to be that close, personal, and up front. And you really did. The vibe in the place that night was everybody that was there became very personal and intimate with the band, the New
yeah.
York City Hit Squad. And you forged that with, of course, your vocals and how you approached the people. You just came out with a whole lot of love.
Yeah. Well, I feel it's a privilege. It's absolutely a privilege to perform, you know. And I'm honored to be up there, you know what I mean? So I really feel a responsibility to put it all out. I think that's what rock and roll is all about, really.
Mm.
And if you're not gonna, then maybe again, pick another job. Get another job, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think I have a quote. It says, "It's my greatest kick and my greatest privilege to be able to get up on stage and rip it apart."
I didn't say that.
That's rock and roll to me. I'm here to set your soul on fire. We got to go out to a break. You're listening to us on WNN 1470 AM. Christine Ullman from the Saturday Night Live band and her, of course, debut of her release. That is great. If you get a chance, you can go to it's on iTunes and Amazon. Is that correct?
Yes, it's everywhere. Yeah,
and
it's Deep End. It's
the Deep End.
Deep End.
You bet.
Yeah.
Christine Ullman, we'll be back right after this message with you.
Great.
I never was one for the shallow water, never afraid.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach. 954-942-7414 or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my Sound Pillow.
I gotta be satisfied. I wanna be baptized down.
Of course, that's Christy Nolman. Of course, along with her friends Big Al Anderson on guitar and Ian Hunter on backup vocals. And Christine, an amazing, amazing song. What made it all happen with this song? What brought it together? What crystallized this for you?
Well, that was the first song that I wrote. I very often call the record by the first song.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down. I was thinking about love, what it would take to find love again, and hoping that I would, you know, and the word I wrote Jump Into the Deep End on a napkin, and then I was thinking about Al Green's great song, Take Me to the River, which I often sing, and I just began thinking about a river, you know, a river flowing, but that first image was, you know, jumping into the deep end of the pool, not jumping into the shallow end, you know. And from there, the words just want, you know, as a songwriter, once you get a great first line, you really know you're into it. I never was one for the shallow water, you know, never afraid of the dark. That I didn't even know where that came from, but once it came into my head, I pretty much knew where I was going with it.
Amazing stuff, and spiritually, the nature of all of the music that we're hearing tonight definitely has that spiritual undertone to it. And I was just pointed out to me, we were during the break, one of the people that works hard on our shows is Kevin King, and Kevin King mentioned to me, John, there's no coincidences that you really hit it off with Christine, because over the last 10 months I've had 10 deaths. Or, I'm sorry, 10 deaths. I've had three deaths over the last 10 months. Sorry about that. I mean, it wasn't 10 deaths.
Yeah.
It was three deaths over the last 10 months. And, of course, my uncle, it started with my uncle, and then it was my dad in December, and we just lost another uncle about a week ago. So, I mean, it's been a huge, huge undertaking in the family and the changes that's going on in the family. And watching it, you know, we're now that generation. That generation that we always looked at, we're now it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. And but it's so, you know, it's so hard to say goodbye. And but at the same time, you know, the world is so trite, but the world continues to go around. And surviving and survival is a very noble undertaking in those circumstances, John. You know, it's a very noble undertaking, I think. And you and your family certainly have my heartfelt sympathy. It's so hard to lose. My loss was at New Year's Day. My husband died on New Year's Day.
Wow.
And it's so hard at the holiday, December. You know, it's just so hard.
And back at you with that. And most, you know, here's what I got out of it. You know, I have a 17-year-old, and I get to now, you know, sound like my father. You know, all those things that I said never sound like. I now get to sound like him. So I get to talk to him about things like legacies. I get to talk to him about things like, you know, how I present myself and how I show up is going to be my legacy.
Yep.
And when I'm gone, what is the legacy I want to leave behind? Do I want to leave behind a legacy that, you know, most people don't want to touch? Or do I want to do something different with my life where people say, you know something, the beginning part of his legacy was this, but this is what it turned out to be, and this is how great it was in the end, and it was all God-inspired. And that's the type of legacy that we get to live today. And I was explaining that to my 17-year-old, and I'm sure as you're going through all of these changes, you start to see that that legacy is important, I think. I think it's important for us to leave a legacy that like that behind.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the way the world goes around, you know? And, it's, again, we come back to this idea of personal responsibility, of wanting to perpetuate the generation, you know, and have the next generation be as strong or stronger than we were because we give them the benefit of our experience, you know? As I said, I do a lot of work in schools with young musicians and young singers. I find that, you know, self-esteem is the biggest thing that seems to be lacking, and this is where I go right away. You know, how can this help you? How can this help you to be a bigger person, a better person? How can stage presence relate, you know, to your life as a whole? You know, and what is it that you want to give to the audience? What is it you want to give to them? And if they turn around and they say, well, I want to do this for myself or something, I say, you know, really, this is for an audience. You're a communicator, you know? You are a communicator, a musician, or you're a communicator. That's really what you're doing. So so it's very important, I think, to pass on at all levels, every skill, every occupation, you know, every aspiration, you know? I mean, all these things are important to the next generation.
Very, very interesting. And looking at the self-esteem aspect of it and the communications end of it, that's very interesting that you put those together, because again, we are communicating, and what's my self-esteem while I'm doing that? I mean, if that's my self-esteem is garbage, then it's going to come across as garbage.
Exactly. And probably will be an unsuccessful communication, quite honestly. You know, so that's one of the first things I talk to them about is, why do you want to do this? You know, why do you do this? You know, what do you want to get out of it? And by the way, if the answer is it makes me feel better, that's a great answer. That's a fine answer. You know what I mean? And then I go, okay, well, then how can you translate that into making an audience feel better too? You know, I mean, that's really that give and take. There's a lot of strength in that. What you saw at the club in New York that night, I was getting as much back as I was giving them, you know? That's the beauty of it. And it is very spiritual.
When you look at it from the aspect of the self-esteem aspect of it, and it's like a new angle for me, actually. I like hearing that end of it, because I think we can build off of our self-esteem and communicate, and our communications has to be truly where our heart's at. And that's why I really like what you said at the beginning of the show and talking about opening your heart up.
Yeah.
And really opening your heart up and letting people know what your heart is. Because if you're not open-minded, if you don't have an open heart and you have self-esteem that's in the toilet, all of those things are going to show up. It did my whole life while I was actively using.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's a big part. It's a big part of the culture of using and then the culture of recovery. I think what we all know, it keys greatly off of the idea of self. How you view yourself, how you view the world in relation to yourself, and yourself in relation to the world. You know, I think it's all very tied in together, John.
Well, here's the good news. I'm going to tell you some good news right now.
Yeah.
The 12-Step Music Fest, I mean, most people say it's in November, but in our world, it's right around the corner. So,
that's right.
And
we'll be here before you know it.
Absolutely. The 12-Step Music Fest, which will be November 3rd through the 6th, Christine is going to be with us in part of the supergroup. She's actually going to be playing with Ricky Bird, Liberty DeVito, and a few other people to be named. There's going to be several there, but the core is getting built as we speak. And we're really out. Woody Geetsman from the Del Fuegos is going to be there also. We're looking forward to Woody being there. So there's going to be lots of great stuff happening. Christine, we want you to hang out a couple of more minutes. We've got to go to another break, and then we're going to come in. We're going to close it up. We're going to tell everybody how to get to your stuff, where they can find you on your website. We'll close it up with some last-minute thoughts. And you know something, Christine Ullman, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you on Rockers in Recovery tonight.
I feel the same way, John, so let's take a break, and I'll be right back with you.
All right.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. I'm
We cut it very late at night, and I just loved it. It was so haunting that we put it and we made it the bonus cut on the CD. So there's a studio version of the song as well, and then there's this version, After Hours version.
You know, recovery from grief is all summed up in what you just sang.
Well, thank you. You know, Dave Marsh is a good friend of mine. Dave, who's, you know, one of the founding editors of Rolling Stone, and Dave said that he thought it was like a gospel song, and that made really was so touching to me. You know, how many ways do you miss a person? You know, how many ways do you miss a person when they go away? And I tried to address in the song.
Christine Ullman, you are the bomb. And what are some of the places they can find you? Where can they go online and check you out? And what are you doing coming up here?
Sure. Well, it's Christine Ullman, O-H-L-M-A-N. The name of the band is Christine Ullman and Rebel Montez, but all you have to do is just search my name. The record is The Deep End. It is up on Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. You can listen to it on Last.fm, Rhapsody, eMusic, you know, all those places. I have six CDs altogether. The Deep End is the latest. And ChristineUllman.net or .com, both of them will get you to my website, where, in fact, there's a free download of the song The Deep End, if you'd like to just grab that off the website. And we hope you'll obviously explore some of the other music. I would so love it if everyone would. And let's see. I'll be at the House of Blues in Boston at the end of May. I have a lot of gigs coming up. You can see them on the website, House of Blues in Boston, the W.C. Handy Festival in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, the Bomb Fest, which is up in Danbury, Connecticut, with Weezer and a bunch of other people. There's a ton of them up there. You can check it out.
Sounds like it's going to be a very interesting spring, summer, and fall.
Yeah, well, November, I'll be down there with you, so I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I'm looking forward. That's actually, that whole weekend, we were just talking about, you know, we usually rent about four different condos. They're actually not condos, they're houses in a housing development that is right in Marathon, and we all just hang out, barbecue, and do our thing,
great.
And then we go to the fest. And we're there all day long, and we're broadcasting and streaming, and it's an incredible. And then the music, of course, just opens you up for a great, great time. And, of course, you're going to be at the helm. We're looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to meeting so many people and sharing ideas and sharing and supporting each other. You know, I think that's really what it's all about. And I'm really looking forward to it, John. Such a pleasure to speak with you.
And you, you too. You know, we in closing, I want to first of all ask you anything that, you know, in 2 minutes, could you sum up, and I know it's hard to do, but in 2 minutes, sum up how you're feeling right this minute.
I'm feeling very grateful right this minute. We met just a few weeks ago, and this whole possibility of working with you, coming down, meeting so many great people. But I'm also feeling grateful to be able to say to have the freedom with this radio show, be able to say what's really in my heart and on my mind, and to be able to connect with people all around the world that way. We have a responsibility to lift each other up, I think, and in any way that we can. And so I'm feeling just grateful to be able to exchange ideas with you, which hopefully have touched others, and to say that when you go to sleep tonight, try to find the joy in the tiny moments of time tomorrow. You know, that's kind of would be my hope for everyone that's listening right now.
Christine Ullman, we thank you so much for being on our show. And, of course, we are going to reserve the right to bring you back.
Thank you. I will be there. Just all you have to do is call, John, and I'll be there.
You're the bomb. We definitely look forward to having you back. Christine Ullman, you can go to ChristineUllman.com or .net. Check out all of her information, and, of course, everything's there. She's also on Reverb Nation, too. You can check her out at Reverb Nation.
Let me just say, too, my nickname is the Beehive Queen. So if you can't spell my name and you just look up the Beehive Queen, you will get me. And that's also my Facebook music page is Beehive Queen. Think of me as the Beehive Queen.
We love it. We're going to go out right now with, of course, The End. We're going to play it one more time. And then, of course, that is the title song and the first song that was written by Christine for her CD, released in 2010. Christine Ullman, thank you so much for being on our show tonight. We look forward to having you back in the future, and we look forward to all the great stuff that you're going to come out with. And I know it's going to be happening, and we're looking forward to it.
Thank you, John. Rock on, everybody.
All right.
I never was born for the shallow water, never afraid of the dark. Hard to handle, inside the world, I get off on it when I have to the water. And maybe I should listen when mama said, girl, to yourself be true. I was hard hit. Make up my mind without waiting for long. I will jump right into the deep end of the river. Up. I gotta be satisfied. I wanna be right down in the deep end. 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 I told myself I would never surrender, though I have no stranger to the thrill. And take the thirst in your eyes and the twist in your smile, and I hold my heart steady on the field. I will jump right into the deep end of the river. I gotta be satisfied. I wanna be back, down in the deep end, down in the deep end, down in the deep end.
river runs pure and white. Baby, take my hand and take a lover's hand. Meet me on the other side. I will jump right in the deep end of the river of love. I gotta be satisfied. I wanna be baptized down in the deep end. Down in the deep end, down in the deep end, down in the deep end. I will jump right into the deep end of the river of love. I gotta be satisfied. I wanna be baptized down in the deep end, down in the deep end, down in the deep end. Down in the deep end, down in the deep end, down in the deep end. I wanna be baptized, baby, let's go down to the deep end, yeah, down in the river of love.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in the business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
WWMN, Pompano Beach. WWMN, Pompano Beach. Website at SteveCaneShow.com.
When our air conditioning system went down last summer, we were lucky to have a neighbor in the air conditioning business. Bill Thomas AC and Heating, 50 years family owned and operated and always reliable. Bill was at my house in no time. The problem was my AC coils were clogged with dirt and algae. Bill explained that an AC system is like a car. If you want it to run effectively, you have to have it cleaned and tuned up periodically. Bill removed the AC coils, gave them a professional acid wash, and then tuned the entire unit. When he was done, it was blowing ice-cold air. And the fact is that 75% of the service calls performed by Phil Thomas AC are completed on the initial visit at an average cost of under $100. Bill Thomas will never sell you an AC unit you don't need, and the prices are always low. Bill Thomas AC, call 954-434-4576. That's 954-434-4576. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
This is Lori Kane. As a mother, I've always made sure that at least twice a year I take my kids for checkups with our dentist, Dr. Gorfine, or as they call him, Dr. Joe. Yet at the same time I was looking out for my kids' teeth, I was neglecting my own, going years without a dental exam. Predictably, I was starting to have problems. I knew I should make an appointment with Dr. Gorfine, but I was embarrassed. Dr. Gorfine told me that that was being ridiculous. That's what he's there for. He put me right at ease. My exam revealed that I was in need of a four-crown bridge. Most dentists charge up to $1,250 per crown, and I needed four crowns. That's $5,000. But Dr. Gorfine guarantees the lowest price on all procedures. He charged me only a small fraction of that amount. The moral of this story is don't neglect your dental health. But if you do, call Dr. Gorfine at 954-742-0201. That's 954-742-0201.
This is Steve Kane for Tropical Acres, Broward County's oldest steakhouse and seafood restaurant, family owned and operated at the same location since 1949, serving the most incredible seafood and steaks at prices that are reasonable in a friendly, caring atmosphere. Steak? Well, try their Tuscan T-bone marinated in rosemary, garlic, and olive oil. Their fabulous cowboy steak, a bone-in ribeye with crispy hash brown potatoes, or that New York strip for two, 26 ounces of pure heaven. On the surf side, well, don't forget their broiled snapper or their Norwegian salmon Leonese cooked with onions and horseradish dill butter. The prime rib, absolutely the best in town. You are going to love Tropical Acres. They're conveniently located about a half mile west of I-95 on the south side of Griffin. Call for reservations at 954-989-2500. Ask for Jack and tell him Steve Kane sent you.
Hi, Lowell Richard here, senior agent at Odd-Cobb Medical Coverages. Every day, I get calls from people for whatever reason have either lost their employer-based insurance or can just no longer afford their present coverage. I just want you to know that if you find yourself in this difficult situation, there are affordable alternatives available. Just call me, Lowell Richard, at 954-345-1212. That's 954-345-1212. And mention that you heard this on The Steve Kane Show.
The Steve Kane Show comes to you live from the Adams World Radio Studios, home of AdCob Medical Coverages. For all your health insurance needs, call 954-345-1212.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
On AM 1470 WNN, it's the Steve Kane Show, brought to you by AdCob Apple. To join the discussion, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now, Steve Kane.
Come and listen to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that your love can bring, turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. And glory share. Turn your lights down low. And listen to the master radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
All right, good morning, good morning. It's Friday morning. I'm Brian Craig. You are listening to the Steve Kane Radio Show right here on good old WWNN, broadcasting from the Adams World Fogged In Studios this morning. Man, it is foggy outside. I don't like it. There's three times I don't like driving. I don't like driving in the rain, in the heavy rain. I don't like driving at night in the dark. Never have. Don't like it. And I don't like driving in the fog, but the fog, when it's dark, like now, it's, drive slow. That's all I can say. And it's been foggy a lot, hasn't it, lately? Seems that it has. I don't know if it's just me or not, but it is very foggy today. On my way into work, driving very, very slow, and I'm, it's very dangerous, very dangerous. I was in an accident once. I wasn't driving. When I was in school, I was on a school bus, and it was a foggy day, and we were on, I lived in Central Florida, and we were driving, I don't know what road it was, but it was a two-lane highway. It was very foggy, foggier than it is now, although when the sun comes up, the fog looks thicker, right? And a semi-truck knocked off the side-view mirror of the school bus, which means it was just inches away from a head-on collision with the school bus, and that semi-truck was flying down the highway, and it was a real near miss, and it's just not good. So drive safely, drive carefully, of course. All right, well, it is Friday. Our first week back from our 3 days off has been completed, and there's a lot to talk about, a lot going on today. We do have some updates on the school board N-word incident. Now, I'm a little mixed about it, a little conflicted about it. There's no doubt that this school board member told the most. I mean, you tell a racist joke like this, and she's too dumb to realize how racist the joke really is, and she tells it to blacks using the N-word, and then she repeats it. Yeah, my Lord, it just... She's not the brightest bulb, but, you know, school board and a lot of government offices, not just here in Broward, but all over the place, are filled with people that aren't the sharpest pencil in the box, and she's certainly one of them. We do have something set up on that later on. There is an update. Michael Mayo from the Sun Sentinel has finally weighed in and says something a little interesting. Well, I don't know if it's interesting so much as it is revealing about himself, something he chose not to reveal about himself when he was involved in the N-word controversy with Steve, so we'll get into that. A whole bunch more to talk about on the show today. And I was just thinking, a couple things. You know, Donald Trump, I remember yesterday morning about this time, played an exchange with Donald Trump with the ladies of The View about the birth certificate, and Whoopi Goldberg, of course, had a flip out with Donald Trump and said to, for the yawn, I went to Dunkin' Donuts for my coffee this morning instead of making it here. I usually make coffee here at work, but I was out, so I bought some at Dunkin' Donuts. And I, you know, the Dunkin' Donuts coffee is very good. It tastes good, I'll tell you that. But I don't think they make it very strong. I think they, I think there's very little coffee in the coffee maker at Dunkin' Donuts because I have not gotten my very much needed caffeine fix this morning. So I'm a little bit in withdrawals from caffeine. I'll probably be getting a headache shortly from the withdrawals of not having the amount of caffeine I am accustomed to. But anyway, Donald Trump, he took on the ladies of The View, and Whoopi Goldberg, of course, suggested, suggested that if he were white, would they be asking for his birth certificate? And since Barack Obama has been on the scene, controversy has been brought up from time to time, and those that are very vocal in their opposition to Obama, on whatever the opposition may be, it always comes back to the same thing. Oh, well, would you have this opposition to him if he were white? You know, the Tea Party's racist. The opposition to this bill and that proposal is because people can't stand having a black president. That's just not the way it is. That's not to say there are not racists out there. And look at this Democrat on the Broward County School Board with these crazy jokes. There are racists out there. There's no mistaking it. There are probably people out there that don't care to have a black president. Me, I think it's great. I think in the scheme of things, it's great that to have a black president, but just not this one. And when we talk to callers on this show, and this has been going on for 2 years now, since Obama's been on the discussion pretty much every day of the program. Black callers to this program, and not just here, everywhere around the country, just cannot accept the fact that opposition to Obama is based on his socialist ideology, his extreme politics, and not anything to do with his race. In fact, the racists are on the left. The black support, although blacks would be supporting any Democrat, they always do, and we on the right on the radio, certainly if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, who knows what would be going on in the world of political debate, but we would be opposing it, I'm sure, because she would have some Democratic, some Democrat Party platform agenda items that we would disagree with. But Obama's way out there. He is so far to the left and so extreme that I believe that his worldview, his views on America are anti-American. I think this is just a common thing. But we're never going to reach out to blacks in this country. And you look at Whoopi Goldberg with Donald Trump or the people we talk to here and convince them that our opposition is not because he's black. They just don't want to hear it. They don't want to accept it. And the reason that is because blacks in this country, typically left-wing, that's right, for the most part, are obsessed with race, obsessed with racism, obsessed with the man oppressing them. Now, this any time race is in the issue of the mainstream topics in America, you hear it. You know, the O.J. Simpson murder trial, the textbook example of black racism. There were blacks were defending O.J. Simpson every day. It was the golden age of radio. A lot of you were listening then. We have talked about this from time to time on the program. Beyond any reasonable doubt, O.J. Simpson killed both of those people. He killed Ron Goldman probably because he came upon the crime and he was a witness, but he killed his ex-wife because, you know, he's a psycho, bloodthirsty murderer. And blacks would fill up the phones every day and be on television around the country supporting O.J. Simpson, even though they knew he was guilty of murdering two people. And they would say to us, I remember many calls like this, many calls. Well, you know, white people have been getting away from murdering blacks for centuries. Think about that. Blacks, you know, whites have been getting away with murdering blacks for 200 years. Whether or not that's true or not is not important. So, two for us. And I've talked about this a few times. The Barack Obama support is much like the O.J. Simpson support. Can't get through to these people. I was talking to a guy in the 6 o'clock hour about Libby. Wes, I think it was. Black guy, Jamaican. Supports the military actions in Libya. He doesn't know why we're there. He doesn't know who our allies are in these in this rebel group. But Obama supports it, so he goes along with it. We had a call from Wayne, Jamaican Wayne. Wayne is very well informed. He is an educated man. He knows the way of the world. And this was a few weeks ago during all this business in Wisconsin. Wayne calls in. He's against Governor Walker's bill in Wisconsin. He's passionately against it, and we're arguing with him. And then one of us asks him, well, what's in the bill? And he didn't even know what the bill was about. He didn't know anything about the bill. He knew that Obama was against the bill, so he was against it with passion, even though he didn't know what it was he was opposing. So how do you have discussions with people like that, huh? Really, how do you? All right, now we're going to take our break and talk about some feedback that I have had from conservatives off the air about this age of Obama that we're in. We'll talk a little bit about that. You're listening to the Steve Cain Radio Show. I'm Brian Craig, stevecainshow.com, our website. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call Steve Cain toll free at 1-877-275-2326.
This is Dr. Ira Geyer from Midway Medical, where getting rid of your pain is our business. All the nerves in your body go through your spine. When your spine is out of line, those nerves get pinched. And you can experience pain anywhere in the form of arthritis, migraines, stenosis, carpal tunnel, or just an old-fashioned pain in the neck or back. Medication just covers up that pain, but the cause of the pain is still there. At Midway Medical, we have a medical doctor on staff, and I've been in the chiropractic field for over 30 years. Stop by Midway Medical anytime. I would be glad to consult with you at no charge. We accept Medicare and most insurances. Midway Medical is located in the Midway Plaza, just north of Commercial Boulevard, on the west side of University Drive in Pembroke. Just call 954-720-1040. Once again, 954-720-1040. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Midway Medical Associates is looking for a retired or semi-retired physician, either MD or DO, to work part-time up to 12 hours a week. Please contact Dr. Ira Geyer at Midway Medical Associates, 954-720-1040. That's 954-720-1040. When our AC system broke down last summer, we were lucky to have a neighbor in the air conditioning business. Bill Thomas AC and Heating, 50 years, family-owned and operated, and always reliable. Bill was at my house in no time. The problem, he said, was with my coils. They were clogged with dirt and algae. Bill explained that an AC system is like a car. If you want it to run effectively, you have to have it cleaned and serviced periodically. Bill removed the coils, gave them a professional acid wash, and then tuned up the entire unit. When he was done, it was blowing ice-cold air. In fact, 75% of the service calls performed by Phil Thomas AC and Heating are completed on the initial visit at an average cost of under $100. I recommend you call Phil Thomas AC and Heating. He's honest. He will never sell you an AC unit that you don't need, and his prices are always fair. In fact, if you live anywhere in Broward or Palm Beach, you too have a neighbor in the air conditioning business just like me. Phil Thomas AC and Heating. Call 954-434-4576. That's 954-434-4576. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Hi there, it's Nelson Locke, and I want to talk to you about a way to reduce your stress and improve the quality of your retirement. Listen, you know we all worry about money, but you've also heard Steve and I talk for years about a special home equity plan for senior homeowners that will pay off your existing mortgage and get rid of that pesky payment. And this will be for as long as you live in the home. If you have equity, the plan works great. So why are you waiting? You should call us today. But if you're at a break even because of this tough economy and you've been wondering if it would work for you, you can still get rid of that payment and make your house foreclosure proof in the process. Now, for those of you who think you're upside down and maybe you owe more than your house is worth, we know what to do, and you should call us immediately. The number is 1-800-760-5363. That's 1-800-760-5363. Listen, why worry when you can sleep really sound tonight after one quick phone call to Value Financial? 1-800-760-5363. Call today, change your tomorrows.
Need the number for a Steve Kane Show sponsor? Go to the sponsor page at stevekaneshow.com.
Listen to the Steve Kane Show 7 nights a week, midnight till 6 a.m. on AM 1470 and AM 740. To talk to Steve now, call toll free 1-877-275-2326. Now more Steve
Kane. All right, we're back. I'm Brian Craig. You're listening to the Steve Kane Radio Show, our Friday morning show, which also is our weekend show because it airs all weekend long. Now, I've talked with Steve a lot about depression among conservative watchers of the Glenn Beck television show. Talked about that a lot, but I'm going to have something new to add to this. Now, if you all remember back a few years, I can't believe it has been this long, but after John Kerry lost to President Bush and President Bush was reelected, do you remember the support group? It was in Boca Raton. I was shocked. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh when I heard about this. A psychologist had formed a support group for Democrats. It was called Post-Election Stress Disorder, he was calling it. These were liberals who were dealing with post-traumatic stress symptoms, I guess, because George Bush had been reelected and John Kerry had lost. And I heard this story, and I was like, wow, and it's in Boca. So we called up the doctor, Dr. Douglas Schooler, and he came in studio. We had him in here a couple of times, and this was a real deal. I thought it was made up. I couldn't believe it. It was actually a support group for depressed Democrats. And to Democrats, the defeat of John Kerry by President Bush in that reelection was a shock. They couldn't believe it. They couldn't accept it. And there were a lot of very, very depressed Democrats. And what I would say to those Democrats at the time was, hey, listen, he's only going to be president for 4 more years, right? So I'm going to be president for 4 more years, and then you'll get a shot. Well, boy, did they get their opportunity with this guy. To really stick it to the right, huh? And that's the way it is. So why get so upset? Why be depressed? Why do you need to be part of a support group because you lost an election? Republicans aren't going to run the country forever. Now with Obama, I have noticed talking to conservatives off the air, an unusual amount, I would say, of depression among conservatives. Some of it, a lot of it, has to do with being a Glenn Beck watcher. It's because his format is set up in a format of doom and gloom and worry and all this. No doubt about it. But I'm hearing it from conservatives off the air that don't watch Glenn Beck. And there are a lot of conservatives out there that are very upset, they're very angry over what is happening in the country under Barack Obama. And there's a difference between the anger and the depression that a lot of conservatives are feeling during this age of Obama that we're surviving through, as opposed to the reelection of George Bush. Barack Obama is fundamentally changing the American way of life. Barack Obama is fundamentally changing America's role in the world. He said this. This is what he wants to do, and he's doing it in a way that is counter to the American way of life that we've all grown up believing in and supporting and being raised in. This whole business in Libya is a great example of it. You know, we've been saying all week, who are these rebels? We're giving air support to people that are made up of some al-Qaeda fighters. What's going on here? And I was reading an article out of the Orlando Sentinel this morning that not only are food banks having more people come in than ever before, they're seeing more middle-class people than any people that work at the food bank can remember seeing. And unemployment is high. It's a tough time for this economy. There's no doubt about it. And it may be years before things are back the way they used to be. But what is upsetting to people, what is very upsetting to a lot of people, and what is depressing many people in this country, is not so much the economic situation that the country is going through right now. America's been around for a while. We've been through bad economic times. America will recover. We've been through times much more difficult than this, Civil War, for example. And the country always survives these things for the better. You know, they burned down the White House once, right? The Brits. So, you know, things are, you know, the country will always go through trying times. But what has people depressed, I believe, and I'll throw this out there to you, is that while the country's going through a lot of tough economic problems here, whether it's unemployment, foreclosure, gas prices, food prices, all this business, we have a president of the United States that it seems to me, as well as I think millions of others in this country, that he's not trying to help America get out of these problems, but make the problems worse. Now, when people are struggling financially in this country the way that they are, he shuts down drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. What do you think the goal of that is? Do you think it's about his green technology and global warming? No. It's about driving up the cost of things. About a lot of things, but that's one of the things. It's about driving up the cost of things. There are more Americans these days that are, you know, I went shopping yesterday, grocery shopping. People talk about food prices going up. And I guess I kind of been in denial about it, but I went to the grocery store yesterday. My wife sent me to the store. I went for her with a list. She always gives me a list when I go for her. And I didn't buy that many groceries. I didn't buy as many as we normally would buy just because it was towards the end of the week. We'd been on vacation, you know, and all this business. And the bill was over $170. And I'm thinking, my Lord, $170 for this? That's crazy. Crazy. Food prices are going up. And price, and, you know, there are certain essentials that we all need out there. And the fuel price certainly is something that drives these prices up. So what upsets and depresses a lot of people in this country is that we do not see our president doing anything to help us with these problems. Do you? What is Barack Obama doing to address the problems that are affecting your life and my life today? Are you out of work? What's Obama doing to help you? Extending your $250 unemployment for 99 weeks? Thanks a lot. You know, you're in foreclosure. He talked about a foreclosure program. Has that helped anybody? You know, food and fuel are essentials. These are things we must pay for. What is he doing to bring down the cost of fuel? What is he doing to bring down inflation? What is he doing to bring down the cost of food? That's what's upsetting people. That's what's angering people towards this president. It does not have anything to do with race, although I do believe that the black community is very socialist, more so than people want to realize, and I think Barack Obama's worldview and his view on this country and the economy and what government's role in our lives is more typical in the black community than we want to accept and believe, but our dislike of him, the anger that people are having, the depression that people are feeling towards this president is not because he's black. It's because we find ourselves in an economic situation that's difficult in America today, and he's doing nothing to make things better for the American people. In fact, everything he does seems to make them worse. And that's very alarming to people. It truly is. All right, we'll take our break at the bottom of the hour. If you're on hold, stand by. We'll go to calls after the break. My name is Brian Craig. You're listening to the Steve Kane Radio Show. Our number, of course, 1-877-ASK-ADAM. Can you explain to me, I'd love to be wrong here, what is Barack Obama doing? Anything that he is doing that is helping people in this country that are struggling economically on any of these issues? 877-275-2326. It's a very good question. I know we have many Obama supporters out there. I don't want to think this way of our president, but it seems to me that he is purposely making things worse. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call Steve King, toll free at 1-877-275-2326.
Attention all diabetic patients in Broward, Palm Beach, and Dade counties. Pay careful attention to this important announcement from Pro Medical East Medical Supply. Because of the new Medicare regulations, there is a likelihood that Medicare is no longer paying for your diabetic supplies. If you receive them by mail from companies like Liberty Medical, American Diabetic Supply, CCS Medical, and many others, understand they are excluded under the new Medicare regulations, but don't worry. The benefit specialists at Pro Medical East Medical Supply can provide you the answers you need to make sure that your current Medicare changes do not interrupt your continuity of service. Pro Medical East Medical Supply takes Medicare, Medicaid, Blue Cross, Aetna, Humana, and many, many other national and regional plans. No matter what your needs may be, don't wait until you run out of supplies before contacting Pro Medical East for the answers. Call today, 1-888-200-2797. That's 1-888-200-2797. The first 100 callers that participate will get a free reach extender when you tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Hello, everybody. It's Nelson Locke with Value Financial. Hey, you guys know us as longtime advertisers on the Steve Kane Show. In fact, we've been advertising on the Steve Kane Show for well over 10 years. Why? Because it produces clients for our specific services, day in, day out, come rain or come shine. And that's what this message is all about. If you're a business or professional struggling with a way to connect with new clients, and you need to be sure you get a bang from your advertising buck, I recommend you give the Steve Kane Show a try. Year after year, we have seen consistent results from advertising with Steve. People trust Steve. When Steve recommends a business or a professional, people listen. You will be amazed at how quickly Steve's listeners will come to know you. And you will also feel like you know them, because you really do have something in common, the Steve Kane Show. When the ice is broken before you ever meet, you know that's a good thing. So for more information, and to hear how affordable advertising on the Steve Kane Show can be, call Lori K. Productions at 954-670-4477. That's 954-670-4477. You'll be glad you did. Hey, be sure to tell them Nelson sent you.
Midway Medical Associates is looking for a retired or semi-retired physician, either MD or DO, to work part-time up to 12 hours a week. Please contact Dr. Ira Geyer at Midway Medical Associates, 954-720-1040. That's 954-720-1040.
Listen to the Steve Kane Show 7 nights a week, midnight till 6 a.m. on AM 1470 and AM 740. To talk to Steve now, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now, more Steve Kane.
All right, and we're back 33 minutes after the hour. I'm Brian, back with you to our phones. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember me, but I called you up a few years ago, and at that time Steve banished me from the show pretty much, so I haven't called you since.
Oh, I don't remember. What happened? Tell me what happened.
Well, he just,
happened.
He just didn't like what I said or whatever it was. Anyway.
What did you call in about then?
So be it. I want to tell you what I'm calling about. First of all, I want to say it's a good that they're getting rid of Obama, if they do, non-citizen Obama. But the real thing is, and this is what I want to say, unless they do something about the media, so-called mainstream media, they're never going to have a free country again. You know, unless we get back to what the kind of country that the founding fathers envision when they create it, it's not going to work, because the media created Obama. They started this probably 50 years ago, and when I say the media, I mean the news service from one end of the country to the other. Every half hour or hour, they show up and give us their spiel on what they so-called news is, and it's what they call the news that's they don't make the news, they only report it.
Mm.
Yeah, but they should add to that statement that they report the news that they want to report, and they doctor it up with a left-wing agenda.
Sure.
And that's what's going on. And
Now let me chime in here. Now, you're an older guy. How old are you?
Well, what are you going to that for? That's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm talking. I got something I want to talk about, if you mind.
Sure,
Brian, right? Yeah,
sure.
Well,
young,
you don't want to tell
people
me.
Don't realize it.
No, now I know why Steve banned you a long time ago. But you're still around. Maybe I'll mute you back.
Stupid.
Up. Okay, you won't stop talking.
Yeah, now, you want to keep talking, or you want to let me finish?
No, this is a talk show, and I'm about to speak. I'm sorry. Why are you being? Why do you feel a need to be rude? Isn't this a conversation, or do you call in to talk at people?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, now I'm starting to understand why this conversation with Steve a few years ago led in him banning you. Kind of rude.
Okay, you agree, and I want to say one more.
No, I didn't say anything. No, you're not going to say anything right now. Here's the thing about the media. It is true, okay, that the media is left-wing. There's no getting around it. But the reason I asked you how old you are is because you are an older guy. And because of your age, you're using what I would consider to be traditional media. You know what I mean by that? What is your source of news? Where do you get your news from?
Well, you just turn on any station.
Now, where do you get your news from? What do you watch on television, newspaper? What do you do? Where do you get your news specifically?
Well, what does that matter?
Well, because I mean, you know, this is why your call 5 years ago, apparently, however long, resulted in you being discontinued from calling, because you don't want to have a conversation. This is a place where people come to have conversations. Every time I say something, you say, what does that have to do with it? I'm gonna let you go.
I'm gonna let you go
because you can't talk with you. But I'm gonna say without you what I was gonna try to say with you in a form of a conversation. You know, you ask the guy a question. What's that got to do with it? You know. I'm sorry. You know. They're these people, these callers. Here's the thing. Let me illustrate this. The media is left-wing. There's no doubt about it. But the left-wing mainstream media is becoming really more fringe than people realize. I told this story a couple weeks back. I'm watching Criminal Minds on CBS. You know, the serial killer show about the FBI profiler team, right? And they had a killer who had left a clue inside of a newspaper in a newspaper machine on a street corner somewhere. And when they did their profile, the FBI profiler said, because this person is leaving clues in newspapers, we're profiling them as someone who's over the age of 40. The media, whether it – the nightly news, for example. I cannot tell you the last time I watched – the last time I watched the CBS Evening News, Connie Chung was on there with Dan Rather, right? I have tuned in for a moment or two with Katie Couric when she first started to see how she did. But the left-wing mainstream media is not as powerful as it once was because of the Al Gore invention of the Internet. There is a lot of media out there that we didn't have before. This Acorn scandal and this recent NPR scandal by the big government people, the pimp and hoe and the undercovers, that was a story that began on the Internet, on a website, right? Really a video blog. Both of those stories, Acorn was shut down, and the media was forced to report it, and the libs don't have a I don't know how Democrats ever lost any elections years ago, but today the American people, not those that continue to vote Democrat, but the American people have more information about who they're supporting, what they're supporting, than they've ever had before, all right? And what I'm talking about with the new media, Barack Obama had big plans for Acorn. We forget. Do you remember what Acorn was about? Acorn was going to run the census. And this is an organization that is filled with fraud. You all know that. And when the census is done, this is how congressional districts are drawn up. This is how federal funds are spent around the country. And believe me, the number of blacks in this country, if Acorn had run the census, could have been greater than the number of whites in this country. Not that we actually were, but they're phony numbers. So they could get their congressional districts and their federal money. They got knocked out of that. I know they're still in existence in some fringe thing with a new name, but they're not what they were. And Obama's grand scheme of that takeover stopped. Why? Because of the Internet. So an older guy like that, you know, he watches the evening news and reads newspapers. Younger people don't read newspapers. Now, I have not bought a newspaper in quite a while. I did buy one. I take that back. I bought a Sunday paper a few weeks ago for the coupons. Remember we were talking to Bill Lewis about coupons? I don't buy the papers, the morning papers. I read everything online. The newspapers online are my last stop. I go to the Drudge Report. I go to the Huffington Post. I go to Glenn Beck's Blaze. I go to all CNSNews.com. I go to all these different websites. There's so much information. The liberal dominance of the media is over, okay? And that's how this Tea Party movement was responsible for Republicans winning this congressional election last year. All right. I'm having some technical problems here. So if you could – can you click offline 5 and then go to 4? Click offline 5 and then 4, yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, I want to point out that in addition to the media, and I think you raised some good points, that the media is different today.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that's really disturbing is the whole public educational system and colleges as well. That's the real problem. They indoctrinate the kids, and they've done it for 40 or 50 years. You got to do stop that. That's the problem.
Let me tell you, bigger than the media, you're right on the money. The bigger in the media are the liberal left-wing indoctrination centers at the public school. That's right. And, you know, this business with you know, Governor Scott in Tallahassee, we're not a strong union state, but did you see he's signing some things up there to weaken further the public unions here in Florida. Rick Scott is on a roll, man, with these Republicans, and he's doing away. They're about to pass a bill to do away with automatic dues deduction for public unions, school teachers and everything. Remember, we were talking about this in Wisconsin. I did not know that the government collected dues for these left-wing unions. We're going to stop that in Florida. That means union membership in Florida is going to decline with public workers like teachers. You're right, but the schools are run by the libs. That's right, and kids are, you know, but that's where parenting comes in.
And that's how somebody, well, that's hard. That's how somebody like Obama even got elected. You got 40 or 50 years of this indoctrination, then you end up with somebody like Obama, who's really, dovetailing to your other point, that is really Obama is an enemy trying to undermine the United States. So
well, there's two positives about Obama's presidency. One, we're more than halfway through the first term, and next year there's an election. Worst case scenario is he gets four more years, and I promise you, if he's reelected after that, we will get a good conservative that'll set as many things right as possible. But when you look, and I was asking this question earlier, and I would challenge any Obama supporter to prove me wrong. I mean, listen, I don't like the guy, but he's still the president of the United States. You know, he's still our president. I told this quick story. I'll tell it again briefly. I don't know if Steve could hear on the way up in the fog. I went grocery shopping yesterday at Publix. I spent over it was $170-some-odd, and the amount of food I bought was much less than I bought the last time I went in the same price range, and that was with getting $23 in free stuff with the buy one, get ones and all this business. Tell me something that Barack is doing as president of the United States to help Americans with any of these daily problems. Everything he does makes them worse, and I think that's his purpose.
You're right, because basically he is, and I hate to say it, but he is an enemy of the United States.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why
right
we,
on.
We face a crisis.
You're right. He's an enemy of the United States, not in the way a terrorist would be. We're not talking about violence. He's an enemy of the United States in that he disapproves with passion the American way of life, Americanism, and American capitalism, as well as American democracy and the way the republic works. So he's an enemy of our way of life because he thinks our way of life is an evil way of life that is only, and we've only prospered on the backs of Indians, slaves, and you know, other minority groups. Yeah, you're right on the money.
Well, I'll analogize it to a terrorist act in this sense. I think that his presidency is a very sophisticated terrorist
mm-hmm.
attack to take down the United States. Because who would have thought, like 9/11, airplanes would have flown into the trade towers? And now, who would have thought that a person would get it to in charge of the United States that's actually trying to destroy the United States? That's a very sophisticated terrorist attack.
And I'll tell you, you know, I've been saying this since he was a candidate, and, you know, a lot of people, when I started saying this on the air, said, oh, Brian, you're going to lose credibility and all this stuff. And a lot of things that I was saying 2 years ago, people are saying now. Let me ask you, caller, do you believe that the president is a Muslim?
Yeah, but it's like irrelevant because basically.
No, wait a minute. It's not irrelevant because who knocked down the trade tower?
Okay, I do, but he's a Muslim sympathizer. Let me put it that way. I don't think he's religious.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, hold on. Hi, good morning, everybody. Even if the president was a Muslim, there are. Oh boy, I'm gonna get off on an unpopular note here this morning. The reality, as opposed to what's fun, which is to create all black and white lines and everybody's the same, the fact is there probably are Muslims in this country that if they became president of the United States wouldn't necessarily work to undermine the country. Barack Obama, whether you call him a Muslim or not, basically has the same objectives as militant Islam,
yes.
And that is create havoc. Everything that is going on now in the Middle East
right.
is designed to create havoc in an area of the world that we have become dependent upon. Our economy has become dependent upon it. So first thing he does is he isolates us and makes us dependent on Middle East oil and then proceeds to create as much chaos as he can in the area where we get our oil from.
Yep.
I mean, there's no other way. I heard it on. I heard Savage say it last night. You don't hear hosts say this too much. Barack Obama is trying to undercut or destroy the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. And the question is, how many people by election time are going to be aware of what we have just said?
Well, that dovetails with what I said before when Brian was trying to be optimistic, which is true. But here's
we still have elections.
No, but here's the point. Since we have what I'll call an enemy of the United States, I don't trust what's going to happen in the next 2 years. I don't think he's going to let it. I don't think he's going to go down easily. Something, you know, he's got access.
But you know
to
that. I mean, that you don't. That doesn't mean anything. He's not going to go down easily. But the question is, will he be successful in stopping? The question is, how angry will Americans get between now and then?
But he could stir up a lot of problems. He has a nuclear button. He can do a lot of things.
Yes, he can, but it's a two-edged sword. While the plan is basically to create chaos and to undermine our economy, it's a risky balance for him because if he gets people too ticked off, he runs the risk of losing that election.
Well, one thing we have going for us in this election next year with Obama is people, if they're out of work, they know it. If they're having difficulty paying their bills, they know it. If they're on food stamps and they don't like being on food stamps, they know it. And there's still, you know, with blacks, forget about it. You know, they're lost. And I just read today, 1 in 6 Americans are now Hispanic. Did you see this in the paper today? That's great. Thanks a lot. You know, how many of them are legal, these people they're calling Americans? Regular people out there that don't think that the government is there to take care of them until cradle to grave, vote their pocketbooks still. I believe that.
Yeah, but Brian, you know, there's two things I check on the Internet every day. The stock market, and I go to Rasmussen daily polls, and I say to myself, you know, sometimes I feel good when the negatives go up to like 20% negative or 20 points negative, but like when I see it down to like only 10 or 11 negative, and I check it every day, I say, holy God, I mean, there's that many people that support Obama. It's hopeless. It's hopeless.
Well, there are a lot of government workers and union people in the country.
It's more than that, unfortunately. I don't understand how anybody could approve of this guy. All right, we got to take a break. I thank you for your call, all right?
Yep.
All right, take care. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Call Steve King, toll free at 1-877-275-2326.
For over 30 years, Dr. Joseph Gorfine has been tending to the dental health and dental needs of South Floridians. He is the Kane Family Dentist. One of the things we love about Dr. Gorfine, he's easy to talk to, he makes you comfortable, and of course, the best part, he offers the guaranteed lowest price, listen to me, the guaranteed lowest price on every dental service. An exam, a full exam with x-rays and a cleaning, just $50. Porcelain veneers, a set of 6 veneers elsewhere, selling for as high as $10,000. Dr. Gorfine's price, $2,195. Bring in a lower price on any dental service advertised in the papers, and Dr. Gorfine will meet it or beat it guaranteed. For an appointment, call 954-742-0201. That's 954-742-0201. Tell him Steve Kane sent you.
Visit the Steve Kane website at stevekaneshow.com.
It was 1983 when I purchased my first Toyota. It was a white Supra, and it was a beauty. In fact, I was so thrilled with that car, the way it looked and its performance, that for 28 years, the only cars we purchase in the Kane family are Toyota. When it comes to style, reliability, and durability, no car can match Toyota for my money. And at Al Hendrickson Toyota, you're going to get your best price on the Toyota of your dreams. Just go into Al Hendrickson, ask for Al Jr. or Al Sr., insist on seeing the boss. When you see them, tell them you're a Steve Kane listener. They will beat any price that any other dealer has given you on any model of Toyota. The best deal at Al Hendrickson, pure and simple for Steve Kane listeners. No hassle, no haggling, just the lowest price anywhere. Al Hendrickson, located at 5201 West Sample Road in Coconut Creek. Tell him Steve Kane sent you. Need the number for a Steve Kane Show sponsor? Go to the sponsor page at stevekaneshow.com.
Listen to the Steve Kane Show 7 nights a week, midnight till 6 a.m. on AM 1470 and AM 740. To talk to Steve now, call toll-free 1-877-275-2326. Now more Steve Kane.
Well, be prepared. That's the Boy Scouts marching song, Be Prepared. Remember that, Tom Lehrer? Well, summer is coming, and you had best be prepared with a checkup and a tune-up on your air conditioning unit with Phil Thomas AC, three generation. I always say this, very proud of the fact we have two, count them, two, three generation businesses that advertise on the Steve Kane Show. One, of course, our good friend Jack Studiali and his wonderful family over at Tropical Acres, 60 years in business, and of course, Phil Thomas AC. They go back, going back to Phil's grandfather, I believe it's three generations. They've been advertising for over 50 years, and there's a reason for their success. They do not overcharge you. They come out to your house. If your unit, in almost every case, they can fix it on the spot. And in case of a tune-up, and in most cases, the majority of cases, the charge is under $100. And, of course, best of all, you're not going to get with Phil Thomas AC what you get elsewhere. They will never, ever try to sell you, under any circumstances, a brand-new air conditioning unit that you don't need. So you can trust them at Phil Thomas AC. Get out in front. They're going to tell you. They're very busy now, and it's winter. It's going to be a madhouse in summer. Just have them come out and do that quick, inexpensive checkup. Call them at 954-434-4576. It's 954-434-4576. Be sure to mention that I sent you by.
All right, 7 before 7. All right, a couple things here before we get back to Obama and get back on format. You know, I've noticed, you know, Elizabeth Taylor and her death, I'm surprised she was really hanging in there. This woman's been sick for so long. You know, Elizabeth Taylor, did you see a massive funeral on television? I didn't see. You know what I think's happened is all her friends are dead, right? All the Hollywood icons are pretty much dead. Who's left? You know, Mickey Rooney. I was trying to think. Can you think, Steve, of that era? Tony Curtis died last year. Mickey Rooney, out of Elizabeth Taylor's era of movies, who's left alive? Do you know any? Can you think
not
of any?
Not a lot.
No. But and I was also thinking this about Elizabeth Taylor. Was she really that great of an actress? I mean, was she more just famous for being her, having, I've tried to watch Cleopatra. Tried to watch. It's they're talking about remaking it with Angelina Jolie, who is one of the most overrated actresses. She's very unattractive. But I'm telling you, Elizabeth Taylor, to me, can you think of a major, important... Cleopatra is not a great movie because of her. It's considered a great movie because it was one of those big Hollywood spectaculars. Can you think of a great acting performance
I can think of several great film performances.
Of Elizabeth Taylor.
Done American Tragedy with Monty Cliff.
Oh, that's a good movie. Is that the one where he's a killer?
He's not a killer. He turns out he ends up killing her, but he's not a killer. He's
I remember that.
Kind of an innocent
loser.
An innocent boy caught up in circumstances.
No,
that's
a great movie, but I don't know if
I'm trying to think what else. She was in Cat in the Hot Tin Roof, not a shabby film.
Yeah.
She was in Who is Afraid of Virginia
Woolf.
Well,
I know she was in a lot of things.
Acting tour de force with her several times.
So her acting
husband,
was superior, you're saying.
Richard Burton. I would say she has an illustrious list of film credits.
Mm. What has she done? What was her last
performance? What's she done lately?
No,
not
she died. It was her last performance. No, what was her last performance can you think of? In the 80s, she was on General Hospital.
Well, at the end, she was very sick.
She's been sick for a long time.
Yes, so that has cut down on her productivity.
Yeah, well, I don't know. She seems overrated to me. Elizabeth Taylor. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it's just because you're a whippersnapper.
No, I mean, that Monty Cliff movie, I remember that. What's it called again?
It's called, I think they called the movie A Place in the Sun.
I think so, too. Yes. And he plays like, yeah. Now, that was a pretty good movie, I must admit. And probably, I saw that movie with Montgomery Cliff on TV, and it was maybe one of his better movies, actually, better roles. Can you click that on? I got all these problems.
Okay, sure.
Answer my phone. Good morning.
Hey, Brian, what do you call Butterfield 8 in Rain Tree County?
I've never seen those movies, Adam.
Well, you should see them.
Butterfield 8, great movie.
Come on. Obviously, those are her two best actress jobs.
Well, she's got to be the last major person of that era, because I've not seen...
Well, she's the last queen.
Superstar.
Yes.
She's certainly the last superstar.
Well, I haven't seen any other famous actors on TV interviewed. The highest profile commentary about her has been from Larry King, and it's a sad thing. Everybody around her is gone now.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It's really
sad. As far as Cleopatra goes, Cleopatra was a mess from the beginning to the end. It was more bad directing than anything else. But you can't beat that acting job she did in Butterfield 8 in Rain Tree County.
Never seen either of those.
That Cleopatra was a film, I'm going way back. Boy, this even tests my ancient memory. I remember they had all kinds of budget problems. They kept running over budget, and it kept expanding millions and millions and millions. And by the time the film came out, it was bloated and overly long.
And overly hyped.
Well, at least we learned Cleopatra was white watching that movie. All this business that she's black. All right, Adam.
Okay. Adam, good talking to you.
Butterfield, you know that movie, Steve?
Yes, but my memory of it is vague.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these icons, sometimes, I'm a lot younger than you, but I'm not young, although I feel young because I work around a lot of old people, but sometimes I'm talking to my daughter and there'll be someone, she doesn't know who anybody is, that I know on television, or a singer. Who's that? I've never heard of that person. They're all, it's an unfortunate thing. Yeah, even with me, I see it with my daughter. Elizabeth Taylor is just too far ahead of my time.
Well, your daughter is going to reflect your taste. For example, Jenny was 19, knows at this point, thanks to my constant efforts, knows more about film than I do. I mean, I got her into it at an early...